The time is 9:07 a.m. on January 5th, 2026, and I am convening the fifth meeting of the Ad Hoc Executive Director Search Committee of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association. The meeting is being conducted pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act and the Association's antitrust policy. All information disclosed or discussed is to be used only for carrying out the business of the Association. Paper notice of the meeting was filed on December 16th, 2025, and published in the Texas Register in accordance with the Texas Open Meeting Act. A copy of the notice should be attached to the summary of the official minutes of this meeting. A quorum is achieved as all four members of the committee have been confirmed to be present by video and audio conference. Also in attendance are Executive Director Bart Bowles, General Counsel Dan Price, and Association employees Jared Terry, Topping Hattigerty, and Brandy Nichols. And from the Texas Department of Insurance, Sean Martin.
Just so you know, Brandy is not on this call.
Okay. Good to know. Strike Brandy. All right. On to the agenda, folks. First of all, Happy New Year to everyone. Hopefully everyone enjoyed a nice holiday season. First item on the agenda is consideration and possible action on consent agenda items. The minutes of the October 27, 2025 meeting. Those were previously distributed. Any comment, concerns?
May I point out a small change?
Yes, sir.
This is a formatting change you're going to see in all the minutes that the association, these are actually the summaries of the official minutes. The official minutes, of course, are the recordings. But in the summaries, I wanted to make a change. When we go from public to executive session, you can see this paragraph that begins with Chair Kennedy stated at the time. We used to have that portion where you're recessing the regular session and then rejoining the regular session under the item for executive session. And as I said, that it really is kind of confusing because you don't go into executive session and recess the general session. So there's a paragraph right before executive session that says we are recessing the regular session. Then I've added the language that executive session is a confidential discussion. And then when we go back after executive session, back into public session, there is a paragraph that says what time we are now rejoining the public session. So it's just moving the paragraphs that have always been there, but moving one paragraph before executive session and one right after executive session. Small form of change.
Sounds good. Any other questions or comments with respect to the summary minutes as presented? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept those.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous consent to the agenda.
And that was Beeman first, Harrington second?
Yes.
Perfect. On to agenda item number two, consideration of possible action with respect to candidate interviews. Today, we're interviewing the first two of four candidates. Tomorrow, we will follow with the second two. Looks like we have designated 45 minutes for each interview, but with some flexibility. I know, Dan, you've arranged for the call to continue to the noon hour if necessary. I don't know that it will be, but any questions or concerns from the committee or staff before we begin this process? I think everyone's well acquainted with the four finalists. We'll be starting with Blake.
Please don't discuss no discussing in the opening session.
Yes. I'm just going to caution the committee. We're going to not mention any names in open session.
Okay.
I'm going to go applicant numbers. Even when the committee is ready to make a recommendation, you can just, if there is, after tomorrow's interviews, you can just say the committee will be making recommendation. Even at the board meeting, we will not mention a name. Until someone is formally engaged and all the terms are completed and is on board, then we will announce that person at the next board meeting in public session. So no names until that occurs.
Okay, got it. Fair enough. All right.
When you say next board meeting, Bart, do you mean this month or in April?
After we get everything confirmed.
After everything's done. So I don't anticipate that will be until April.
Okay, I just want to just so everybody is clear. Thank you.
Okay, I stand corrected. Any questions or concerns with regard to preliminary materials, background information for applicants one and two that we will address today? All right, hearing none. Dan, I think we're ready to engage applicant number one. Well, I guess we need to adjourn into executive session first. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So, topic. The time is 9:12 on January 5th, 2026, and I am recessing the regular session of the Executive Director Search Committee meeting of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association in order for the committee to meet in executive session pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act. Sean. The time is 11:32 a.m. on January 5th, 2026. I am reconvening the Executive Director Search Committee meeting of the Board of Directors of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act. With that, we're now back in open session. I'll just recap that the committee just met in executive session wherein it hosted the designated number of candidates interviews for today. We will continue this process with another allotment tomorrow, followed by discussion with the committee in evaluation of those interviews and directive to move forward based on the committee's proclivities as a result of the interview process. Is there any further discussion to be had in open session with respect to committee's activities today and anticipated for tomorrow?
No, there's not.
Okay, fantastic. Before we adjourn, I just want to thank once again, staff, Dan, Bart, the crew, once again, a very polished program made it easy for us as committee members to proceed in this endeavor. We thank you for your efforts. We look forward to continued discussions tomorrow. Topping with that, I'll adjourn unless there are any other matters to be brought forward to the committee.
I would like the topping to do the adjournment, then have one after the adjournment. I'll make a housekeeping comment and then we'll finish.
Okay, Topping, are you okay for me to go through adjournment?
Yep.
Perfect. The time is 11:34 a.m. on January 5th, 2026, and this meeting of the Executive Director Search Committee of the Board of Directors of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association that has been held pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act is adjourned.